This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.
Well, 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 here we are. It's time for This Is How We Brew It, thanks to our lovely friends at 830 Coffee Roasters. We have one of our lovely friends from 830 Coffee Roasters here, Morena Charlie.
Morena.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, so good. Excited to have you in the studio. Your radio debut.
Radio debut.
Welcome. You're going to be great, don't worry.
Thank you.
You work at 830 and you've been there for a little while now, but, you know, as we can tell by your accent, you're not from here.
No, I'm not. I'm from the UK originally.
So how did you get here?
Oh, kind of long story. I'll try and keep it short.
Yeah.
But I kind of fell into coffee pretty young. I grew up on a small dairy farm, actually, in the north of England.
Yeah.
And we had an ice cream parlor on the farm, turned the milk into ice cream, sold it.
Awesome.
But we had a little coffee machine in there. And I was just super social when I was young, loved being in the kind of hospitality side of things.
Mm. Yeah.
And loved making coffees, but was useless.
Yeah.
Like, pretty useless.
Oh, that's how everyone starts, yeah. Right?
I still am.
Yeah, we had a local roastery that we used, and he invited me on a course when I was about 17, and I just loved it. He kind of only taught me the basics, but even just learning, like, flat whites, lattes, cappuccinos, and then we did, like, varieties. It was, like, Arabica, Robusta, coffees are fruit. I was like, whoa, all this stuff that I just had no idea.
Yeah, it's
really kind of hooked.
It's really cool when people come to the world of coffee through like working in hospo, because there's that social element and it's all about the community and the people behind it, eh?
Yeah, so I fell in love with hospo. I even studied it at university, which kind of people always laugh at me. They're like, is that a real course? But yeah, I did a three-year hospitality business degree.
Yeah.
And then after I finished that, I was kind of working in the ice cream parlors, just praying for someone to come in and order a flat white. But everyone just kept ordering coffees. And I was like, just like, what do you want? Like, do you want a latte, flat white? They'd go, or just a coffee. And I was like, look, I can't do this anymore.
You were like, I got to go and work for a fancy little roastery, like 8:30.
I feel
pretty much.
We take it for granted, but here in New Zealand, like, it's so the norm to have like a flat white cappuccino order. But
yeah, people overseas are quite specific about their coffees here.
Yeah, overseas, it's very like, especially in America, it's just
oh my god, ew. Coffee 100%. In America
diabolical.
With the like ginormous size
filter
coffees. Yeah.
Oh, I see why you came over here. I feel like it's easy to be the a very social hospitality worker if you're the ice cream man as well.
Yeah. You don't really get many bad experiences when you're selling people ice cream, to be honest. People just light up. But after uni, I bounced over to Melbourne straight away, pretty much.
Cool. And
that was the first time I realized that I could actually have a career in this. I saw like how you guys on this side of the world, like the actual coffee industry that you have. And I was like, shit, this isn't just something that I enjoy. This is something that I could actually do for a job.
Yeah, there's a real culture of it here for sure.
Yeah.
And so working at 8:30 now, what does your role look like? What's your sort of day-to-day?
So now I do sales and account management. So I look after all the cafes in kind of greater Auckland, pretty much. And I guess my job is just supporting them, making sure they have all the tools to kind of stay open, serve coffee, serve it at a good standard. So kind of make sure all their equipment's kind of working. They don't have any issues. If they do have any issues, they'll kind of ring me. We'll get it sorted kind of ASAP. Baristas, kind of we train them up if they need it. Make sure that they're serving. So I'll go in, I do a lot of quality control, which is kind of perk of the job. And then we do kind of marketing and events with them as well, just kind of everything that we can do to help them. Obviously, the more coffee they sell, the better we do. So just kind of, it's a lot of coaching and kind of consultancy and like bouncing ideas off them and stuff. But
cool.
Pretty cool.
Beautiful.
Job.
So dear listeners, when you head out and get your coffee from Bestie or Open or one of those
San Ray, one of those
wonderful cafes that sells 8:30 coffee, just know that Charlie's played a small part in that.
Your
delicious flat white this morning. How good. Really cool to learn a little bit more about your mahi at 8:30. How many coffees a day do you drink, I'm wondering?
It's
part of my research of like the whole 8:30 staff. Like, I wonder what the average
we're
is.
Profiling here.
It used to be a lot more.
Yeah.
It used to be kind of, especially when I was baristering, it was like 7 or 8 a day.
Oh my god.
Now it was like I kind of max out at 3.
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing for me is when I stop.
Yeah.
Like, I have to cap it at 1.
If I
drink any after that, then, like, I just can't sleep. So
I'm a little bit like
it's
that.
It's like, get them all in early, and then I'm all right after that. Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, a bit of a power boost at the start of the day, and then just taper off.
And then just ride trash it out.
Yeah, that's a good one. I feel like I'm 2, and then 3 is dangerous territory a little bit. It's a bit of an anxious time if we get there.
We were talking off air because I was like, right, we're going to do origin stories. And we were talking off air about when we all had our first coffee.
This is crazy.
I started drinking coffee at 11 and I didn't realize it wasn't normal.
I think that explains why you're so freaking, like...
You were 17.
Insane.
How old were you, Charlie?
Oh, I was 15.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Everyone said it was going to stunt my growth, but I'm still freakishly tall, so I'm glad I started drinking it then.
I think there's a lot about your personality that we have to thank for you starting to drink coffee at 11.
It was just good.
Yeah, anyway. Oh, the joys. We've got a very special blend, the organic blend that we're talking about this week, giving it away to one lucky B-card holder at the end of the week. Tell us a little bit about what you like about the organic blend at 8:30.
So the organic blend's kind of the most complex blend that we have. It's probably the most interesting, but also kind of the most alienating for some people. Mm. There's quite a lot of acidity and sweetness in it, which people don't normally associate with coffee.
Mm.
It's still like an awesome espresso blend, kind of dark and full-bodied and gives you that hit, but there's just kind of hints, floral hints and a lot of sweetness. So I really enjoy that in it.
I like something a little bit floral. That's a bit of fun, isn't it? Yeah. Not something you get with coffee that much, I feel like.
No, and especially with espresso, it can kind of scare people if there's like, you know, the people don't want like floral espresso a lot of the time. But I really enjoy that. I mean, I'm a big coffee nerd. So.
Yeah.
I actually think we're on organic at the moment up here.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it this morning.
I'm on cup number 2, so...
It's going down
speaks
well.
Speaks for itself, you know?
You've got room for one more before 1 p.m. if we've learned anything today. Oh, very good. And so the organic blend has got beans from...
Ethiopia, Peru and Colombia.
Mm. Awesome. Yeah. Delicious. And it's going to be a great week of listening to music from all of those countries. So... we're off to a great start, Charlie. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming up for a kōrero with us this morning. Everyone, if you want to win a bag of the 8:30 organic blend, all you have to do is tuku pātui mai rimatoru iwarima 5395, send us a text with your name, your B card number, and 8:30. 8:30 is one word with one T in the middle. If you want to check out all of the other wonderful single origins, blends, etc., that 8:30 has to offer, head over to their website 830.com and you can use the code 95BFM to get 10% off your order of beans. Bloody good. Well, we're going to listen to a track from Peru, bit of cumbia for yous out there. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie, and welcome aboard.
Yeah, not so bad, eh? We're not too scary.
I'm glad you didn't listen to Christian or anything he said about being on the air with us.
The track we're going to listen to is called Sabor a Felca from Los Felcas.
Para que lo gocen, alegres y contentos.
was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.